Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The Art of the Song is our program this week. I want to begin and end with a wonderful American composer, Miriam Gideon. In between, we'll have songs by Virginia Gabriel, Annie Harrison, Libby Larson, Clara Schumann, Meredith Monk, and Rebecca Clark. Miriam Gideon was born into a German-Jewish family in Greeley, Colorado in 1906 and died in 1996. She revealed her talent for music by the age of 14 and at that time went to live with a musician uncle in Boston. She received her bachelor's degree from Boston University in 1926 with a major in piano, although one source I read said she majored in French, and soon afterwards began to compose. Gideon then moved to New York, which became her permanent home. She studied piano with Hans Barth and composition privately with Lazar Saminsky and Roger Sessions. She also took courses in music at NYU with Marion Bauer and others. She received a master's in musicology at Columbia University. In 1944, she accepted her first faculty appointment at Brooklyn College, where she remained for 10 years. She added a second teaching job at City College of the City University of New York. She married Frederick Ewan of Brooklyn College's English department, and later she said that because of her political views and association with Ewan, she was fired from Brooklyn College in 1954 during the years of the McCarthy hearings and anti-leftist feeling. She then joined the faculty of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, which awarded her a doctorate of sacred music composition in 1970. She also taught at the Manhattan School of Music. In 1975, Miriam Gideon became the second woman composer to be elected to the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters. The first had been Louise Talma in 1973. Gideon did not use any pre-compositional system, but allowed each work to suggest its own language and design. She described her style as free atonality. Many of her works are chamber music with voice, and you'll hear quite different treatments from one song to the next, just in the works we'll hear on this program. Let's start out with Sonnets from Shakespeare, which was composed in 1951. This cycle contains three sonnets concerned with the idea of time: Devouring Time, No Longer Mourn for Me, and No Time Thou Shalt Not Boast. These stormy verses alternate with the serene Music to Hear and Full Many a Glorious Morning. The cycle opens with voice alone, soon joined by strings. Instrumental ritornellas are used as separations between the songs and as a recall of moods and thematic ideas. In this recording, William Sharp is the baritone. The Prism Orchestra is conducted by Robert Black.
Music to hear, why hearest thou music sadly? Sweets with sweets war not, joy delights in joy. Why lovest thou that which thou receivest not gladly? Or else receivest with pleasure thine annoy.